You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Tonight is part two of the Alumni Cypher series. If you missed part one, you can go to soundcloud.com/LFOD and check that out. Last week we had Time and Lep, Ryan Easter, Daniel Laurent, and Tayshawn Taylor. And it was something else. They set the bar high and they set the bar early. So we always appreciate that. Tonight, who knows what's going to happen tonight? There's always one week where everyone goes full rapper on me. And this seems like one of those. So a few people had to cancel and a few others are stuck in traffic and trying to get here before the show's done. But I'm optimistic. Last year we had a similar thing and ended up just being Justin Clancy and Cody Pope. And that was one of my favorite ciphers of the whole thing. Clancy came ready to rock. He even had me re-cue the beat. He like had it timed out, dropped in, told a story. And if you haven't been following what Justin Clancy's been up to, he switched his whole thing up. And his new sound is really good, and it's really good. I'm really happy about what he's been up to, and that was kind of the beginning of it. I mean, he was always an introspective dude, but it was kind of like he was changing his pitch. So shout out to Justin. We got to get him back in here. He's Hollywood now, though. You know, he's super Hollywood these days. 100,000 views on Facebook, and he's out of here. Shout out to Clancy. But so that was a good one if you go check that one out. And then we ended up just taking out a dictionary and doing some dictionary ciphers. So maybe we'll do that tonight. But like I said, soundcloud.com/LFOD if you want to hear last week's or any of the other ciphers from the previous years. This is the third annual. Basically, we invite back all the previous guests. And if they want to do it, they can come on and rock. And we get submissions from producers. This year, First Official is going to be producing each and every cipher. His beat tonight is tough. And if you're tuned in, Twitter at LFO, sorry. If you're tuned in, Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio. Send us a tweet. Let us know what's going on. Instagram or Facebook is at LFODRadio. And if you're an artist, hit us at submissions@LFODRadio.com. I might be playing a few of those tonight. So if you shoot me a record right now, submissions@LFODRadio.com, and we'll just play it sight unseen. And if we like it, we'll keep you in the rotation. If not, I don't want to say we're going to roast you, but we'll, you know, politely pass on it. So submissions@LFODRadio.com. And if you still haven't heard 24 and 24, I don't know what to tell you, except for that you are extremely sleepy with that. So make sure, just type #24and24 right now into whatever program, platform, whatever you want to call it that you use to listen to music, and check that out. We did 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 artists, and it came out dope. It is one of the hardest records you're going to hear out of New England for quite a while, and people are already asking for more. There's a bunch of videos dropping off it. Casso just dropped that Jubilee video, which is fire. And Prano dropped his video for Greatest Alive, Mike Wing for No More, and we got Bakari JB coming with Glory. I heard a rumor about a couple other videos, so it's pretty dope. We're going to play something off that right now. Looks like Chronic Tone is here. Just texting away like I'm not on the air right now. Yo, I'm here. All right, Chronic, chill out. Three texts later. Anyway, sorry. You guys are getting a peek behind the scenes tonight. We're not really playing games. So we're going to play off that 24 and 24. I guess we'll play that Chronic Tone joint. This one is called You Know When. Live Free or Die Radio.
God is the one pitching. Real nigga is morphing to fiction. Bad position. magician. World turns sickening. I'm passing out scripture like prescription. Suddenly that money looks funny. Society looks scummy. Tally up the years they took from me. Crooks running monopoly properly on these sheep so sleep. Leaning on that snooze like Sunday afternoons. Woo! What a feeling to feel nothing. Rather than doing the work needed to feel something. Still fronting. Got a nerve thinking this shit on my skis. I straight pigeon every sentence you breathe. See, you ain't strong, there's no haven that you feeling safe in. I got demons out here praying on my abdication. Feel this with it though, veering on an aberration. And you should fear it if you hearing half of what I'm saying. My tone should let you know, there ain't no infantry in the end who's going toe to toe. I keep the spit in the trigger, always one in the hole. Don't let a hoe get the blink and I lay one in her low. Frontal wounds for these faking and frontal goons. Couldn't handle the heat if it was coming with June. Out my face, you don't want the KO. Tell me what's the point of rapping if they never call me captain. Settling for chips ain't me. Gotta be the one debated when you talk about the greatest. You can put them things on me. Too many days I feel enslaved to the weight of the land. Distorting the plan to put this rap lane in my hand. Caught in the man, I gotta do this jig for the come up. Bury me under money, then funnel me into suffer. Who's the front runner? Cause colored skins never qualified. Shit I can't control got me cauterized at the starter line. Illogic slowly ossifies, force my skin to fortify tougher. My people, we take the brunt up. Might feel the wounds when I'm dishing the food. See them enemies and crew when you kicking the truth. It ain't a cakewalk, the plank walk in real shoes. Ain't no other way to move through the point of my view. So ya should never doubt what I'm about. Keep it a billion. Only cash flows to the millions. Coming in, going out. Float upon this lyrical drought. Keep they snouts above south when I shrink to talk down. Sour like kraut. Then I place that pout like stout. Hold your mouth, strap you down, dish it out. And foul the mouth, they bow without. Otherwise I king size, make them bow it down. Duly note the ring size on this side of town. Kick it with the cream crop, only hear me clearing loud, take a screenshot of me here and now. While I'm wild, this shit is tiring, let me run this on the game. Women all the same, I just try to lay low. Talking out of place, but fuck up out my face. You don't want the KO. Tell me what's the point of rapping if they never call me captain. Settling for chips ain't me. Gotta be the one debated when you talk about the greatest. You can put them things on me.
Sober, we could blow it all on one big gender. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Down, free mind. Getting dark, deep dive. Take the trip, baby, get involved. Cause in my eyes, you and I, we don't exist at all. Vocalize like, we the children. Only villains in the mind state chilling. Too much talk causes schism. Mad shatter, mad hatters making bad decisions. Tunnel vision, there's some pigeons in peripherals. Hit the pearly gates, but only you can trick the sentinels. Get some early greatness, but you ain't seen all the levels. Can you really test the game until you're playing with the devil? You just settle for the surface, it ain't worth it. Seeing Sunday service, picture life is perfect. That bitch gets me nervous, I'll just hit them with the curse. Out of courtesy, I'm sure you'll be alright. Then I vanish in the night. Maybe Alice was right. Pupils ask a dilated god in my sight. The queen's pulling cards, I ain't got no other bars. I'm just feeling like. Now I'm feeling like. How you feeling like?
get on. Sometimes a rewind, your mind sees backwards in time. So sublime. Put the sun on your tongue and taste the shine. Life is fine. Now you flow. Pass my lighthouse. Chasing rabbits will never get you carrots. But getting carrots will take care of all your bad habits. And picking mad rabbits. You did. Exactly. Now you dig your own hole. And watch your up carrots grow.
We got Chronic Tone in the building. He's explaining to me what I'm going to do on my show.
Yes.
For the next few months.
I'm delegating.
Making sure that I'm aware of his status.
Doing my annual checkup on the Uncle Sam.
How are you, Chronic?
I'm swell, man. Keeping my plate full with things to do.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I'm good. I was a little aggravated earlier, but I'm fine now. I've chilled
out. Good. Yeah. Glad you're happy.
Yeah. Life's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Life's good. You got food on the plate. You got pies in the oven.
Well, yeah, yes. It's more like I'm preparing food than eating food.
For people that don't know, Chronic has like four or five ovens in his kitchen.
Yeah, I got
He's got a couple pots and pans.
I was telling D and Mark and Avi about the brick oven, the pizza brick oven, deep dish. Some things are on stash. Some things are ready to come right out. You know, it's funny about the priority list, how it revolves as well, you know, as time goes on.
Yeah.
But we got some hot shit regardless.
Oh. Anyway, the face erases it.
But we got a bunch of new stuff. Cassius the Fifth's new album is coming out, Revolt, Renaissance, Refinement. You've heard a couple of joints off that, right?
Yeah. Gusto's on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gusto is my jam.
Did you see the new video clip for Astray?
I did, and shout out to Emma. Emma did the, she designed the
she
dress
did the
she's
fashion,
in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Wild Rose.
Emma Rose. The styling. It was fire.
I love seeing the fam link up like that. Mm-hmm. And just
keep it all in the family. We got everybody in the circle. We got people who do everything, so.
Pax.
You know?
We also got Mr. Kowalski in here.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, my dude?
Not much, man. How are you?
Good. We just played your record off 24 and 24.
Yeah, brought it back.
Bad decisions.
To better times.
You're not feeling things right now?
No. It's still good times. It's different.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that project, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Eric Bernson just did a big article on it on Based Boston.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was impressed with how all the artists have managed to keep it alive. Like, people didn't just drop it. It's still pushing, and people are still talking about it. In an era where things come and go, it hasn't really gone yet. So
yeah, it speaks to the quality of all the tracks and the project as a whole. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing videos and stuff to them though too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. We got, there's already three out. I know of at least one or two more that have been shot. So keep it moving. Yeah. I love it.
Mm. Mm. We might have to bust out the fisheye for my track.
Oh boy.
Is that your thing, man? I see a lot of fisheye
in
your videos.
I like to have abstract perspectives in general. You know what I mean? There's a lot of videos that have people just rapping at the camera.
Yeah.
Going like this. And it's like, that gets old. Mm. You know what I mean?
If you do the hand motions, you got to make the sound effects for the radio.
You got to have some really good hand motions. Like, you know what I mean? I chop the food, stir the pot. You know what I mean? Flip the fish, put it in the deep fryer, give a little shake and bake.
You're giving away all your secrets, man.
No, that was just those are just the textbook ones. Yeah.
There's more.
That's 101, bro. That's like first day of class.
Wow, I haven't even gotten to chop the fish yet.
But this is like, you know, this is like Sicilian chefage 101 in music.
It's always a pleasure to have Chronic Tone in the building with his lessons. What's your preferred cooking move? Shout out to Lil B, by the way, the originator of the cooking dance.
My favorite cooking
Don't
move...
Don't get cursed.
...is the... you got some nice frittata olive oil in the pan, and you got something, and it's, you know, you're getting it nice and translucent like the onions, and you give it the toss on the edge of the flame, so
it's...
Yeah.
I love that.
The blast. The stove blast.
Oh, you got to shake the skillet, give it a little...
Yeah, skillet flipper.
Yeah, spatulas are for rookies, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need a spatula.
Nah.
Just some tongs to flip the steak over, though.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to... You want to learn how to cook a really good steak? This is something I don't mind sharing with everybody.
Well...
This is a good secret.
If you want to drop it on me, but I got some steak recipes.
Well, no. This is just like preparing the steak correctly so it has the right texture to it. You put a little... You rinse it off of it, you know, a little bit. Just rinse it off because the containers are funny.
Right.
Just a little bit, though. And then you take some salt, and you just put a little salt on either side. And then you put your frying pan on, and you wait till the pan is, like, really hot. You know, like...
I got the cast iron skillet. I know
where
you're going.
Cast iron, get it hot. And then you throw the steak on there, and you do it 15 seconds, and you flip it every 15 seconds. And then you pan sear the sides where the fat are a little bit, too. So you use tongs so you can hold up the steak sideways. And then... And then you take it off. Once it's like seared to how you like it, I like mine a little crunchy on the outside. You know what I mean? Like some nice brown patches on there.
I got you.
Then you let the steak sit for 5 minutes to cool down, because what happens is the like the pores of the meat expand.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you throw it right in the oven, right after you take it off the pan, it'll all the juices will come out. So you take it off the pan when you pan sear it, and you... you let it sit for 5 minutes, then you throw it in the oven. You know? And you can put a little bit more spices or whatever you want, but usually I just do the salt. Then you put it in the oven, and when it slow cooks in the oven for a little while, maybe like 10 minutes or something like that, it comes out, it's nice and juicy, it retains all the flavor.
I do it similar, perfect. But I heat up the oven while I'm using the cast iron.
Yeah.
And then I put the cast iron directly into the oven.
Right.
I never remove it.
But let it sit.
No, you take it out a little earlier and let it sit after.
Well, the thing is if you let it sit for 5 minutes after the pan, the meat contracts again and it holds all the juice in better.
My steak is juicy, bro.
Is it? We're gonna have to have a culinary competition.
Take a bite of my meat, the juices come out.
whoa.
Pause.
Guy.
I mean, there might be another LFOD event right there. It's a cook-off.
Yeah.
And we're not talking beats.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just... Yo, that would be a good event. I think I'm going to host that. I'm going to have a cook-off. You know how Bakari does hoop hop? You know what I mean? He has all the...
Shout out to Bakari JB, by the way. August 19th, I believe, is the date. Hoop hop. This is the third...
Fourth annual.
Fourth hoop hop. Oh, he's got a year on me.
Oh, fourth annual, yeah. Bakari's really pulled together a magnificent event with Hoop Hop. It's dope.
Do you know how many albums he could have put out if he didn't do Hoop Hop?
Burn.
That's not a burn. I'm just saying, like, that's how much he's done for the scene. Like, he put his entire thing on hold to do hoop hop.
It's good. It's a good thing for the community, though. You know.
But Carino, we give each other a hard time about that. He's got, I mean, he has an album done. Bank Money is fire live. He's got so many records like ready to go.
He got that thing on Detox, though.
He does have it on Detox.
I'm like, where's it at?
It'll come.
Not as bad, but.
Anyway, this has already been the weirdest episode of the Alumni Cypher series yet.
Hey, we're just kicking it in, and everyone else has the pleasure of, the privilege of being able to just hear us kick it. We're not even on air right now. We're just talking.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Mr. Kowalski, what's going on with you? Because we just had Chronic's Kitchen, you know, a new segment on LFOD Radio. He's going to call in and hook us up with some recipes.
Yeah,
quick couple minute do-it-yourself.
I don't know, food related or any related. I just got a spiralizer. That was cool.
Okay.
Just made some zucchini noodles yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Damn. We have to talk after this.
Yeah. But besides that, yeah, man, just everything's good. Like summer, weather, I don't know, just good vibes.
Yeah.
You know, we're continuing to do Level Up, working on beats. That's about it. It's just life.
I cannot wait to go to another Level Up, but it's literally always a weekend I'm out of town.
They've changed a lot.
I believe
the last one.
I believe
we moved from Thursday to Friday. Now it's kind of like, it's like almost straight turn up. Whereas before we had like a lot of like, you know, the dance, the two step, whatever. Now it's just turn up.
Turn up. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got both floors. It's turn crazy.
I'm a little scared. Like I'm going to show up and, you know, it's not going to be what I remember.
Yeah. It's evolved nicely, I think.
Oh, dude.
Still a good crowd, good vibe and all that. So, you know, becoming a well-oiled machine.
What song is hitting the hardest right now at it?
Jeez. God, I guess it depends on the time of night and which floor. Like, early in the night, that slide, Calvin Harris is still going. Like, that's like the early song. And then, I don't know, man. That Migos and 2 Chainz, that's been hitting. In fact, just the 2 Chainz and Pharrell song. Like, you mix that in with some of the, like, the newer Drake stuff. People love that. Not bad.
Which Migos and 2 Chainz? Because they have a few records together.
What is it? Deads or Dread?
Dead. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's... Blue Cheese is dope, too, off the new 2 Chainz.
I don't even know if I've heard that.
Yeah, it's just with Quavo, but...
Yeah, it's hitting, though.
It's hitting?
Yeah.
Yeah? You working in any local artists?
Yeah. Yeah. Here and there. Depends on the time of night and depends on the floor.
Right.
You know, but yeah.
People have to know the songs.
I feel bad. We got away from that a little bit. Like we had the first few months we did it, we definitely like hit the local artists heavy and then we kind of moved away. And then like we had a meeting before maybe like 2 events ago. And we're just like, wait a second. We really haven't been like repping the Boston artists and we need to do that. That's part of like our duty to the scene and to the city and to just good life and the event in general. So we're trying to work that stuff back in and honestly, they hit hard. People know who they are. Like, we have a very hip-hop informed crowd.
That's dope.
And that's what I appreciate.
That's dope.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's not a lot of, there's not a lot of DJs that, like, it's not easy to break records, and a lot of people, it's easy to skip that step, though, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's dope, man.
Yeah.
You guys got a platform now.
Yeah, man. It feels good. We got to do something meaningful with it.
You are already.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Don't knock yourself.
There's always more. There's always more you can do.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
I mean, Thursday to Friday is big. I remember you guys were DJing just parties, and you're like, we're going to do this Good Life thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll work out. That was, what, a year ago?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now it's...
Now it's the good life. It's the good life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to play, while we regroup real quick, because we've been kind of all over the place, I want to play this Cousin Stiz rework you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about this Stiz, record a little bit?
Yeah, this was like, I'm working on an EP, and this was one of those things where I was sitting in front of my computer saying, like, okay, I'm going to work on this track. Oh wait, like here's a random thought that I'm gonna follow for the next 3 days and finish up. So it's definitely a distraction song. I made it as a distraction, but I think it turned out good. So
all right,
yeah.
So this is Killer Kowalski. This is Cousin Stiz, Headlock. It's the rework. Can they get this on your SoundCloud?
Yeah, for as long as SoundCloud exists. Sure.
We'll talk about that after. Yeah, that's a good discussion.
Yeah.
So Cousin Stiz, Headlock. Shout out to Stiz doing his thing. tuning to Live Free or Die Radio. Man, my favorite thing about the Alumni Cypher Series is the off-air conversations that happen. All the different people that get put in rooms together that are never in rooms together that are now building connections and stuff. We had that last week. Tymon Lep and Ryan Easter. When are they ever going to, you know, be talking? And, you know, I don't want to say something's coming, but, like, you know, discussions happen. So.
Yeah.
It's dope.
It's a beautiful thing.
Something's coming. I feel it in the air.
Shout out to Stay True, by the way, in the building. If y'all need media coverage for anything, please do not hesitate to contact them. STAETRU. Stay True. Striving to achieve. I don't know the whole thing right now, but I used to know the whole thing, and I will get it for you.
Give it to us.
Back.
What is it?
4 out of 3 ain't bad. Strive to achieve everything that relates to you.
Strive to achieve everything that relates to you. Oh, it's amazing. And if you look closely at the logo, you'll notice the state of Massachusetts. So we rock with all the rock with all the state pride companies out there for sure. So basically, boys, here's what's happening. Bug Out said he was going to be here at 7:45, which is dangerously late. But
it's the final countdown.
Right, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. If he's not here by 7:45, we're gonna press go, and we're gonna do this though.
Cool.
We just heard a little bit about Matt and his project. We heard a lot about your kitchen. Do you want to talk about your music a bit, and then we'll play one of these Cassia songs or one of your records? I never had a Chronic Tone clean record until about an hour ago, so thank you.
I actually sent you champagne a while ago. Maybe it got lost in the sauce.
I did have champagne. I lied. I did have it.
But actually, can I just real quick just ask Killa over here how you make those... it's very interesting to me, the zucchini noodles. Could you just sum it up for me really quick? I was thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of cheated a little bit because you can get like those spiralizers where you stick the vegetable in and then you like twirl it through the blade and it does it. But it was Prime Day last week and I got one of the like blender food processor combos. But basically you cut off one end of the zucchini, mm-hmm. You put it in the top of the spiralizer and then you use this like tool that it comes with to just push it down while the blade's spinning. Literally, it takes about 15 seconds per zucchini to make a whole bunch of noodles. And then you just throw those in a pan with some olive oil and garlic and you saute them until they're a little bit crispier and then you just use them like regular noodles. I threw some fra diavolo and some Italian sausage in there and it's delicious.
Oh, my man. That sounds fantastic. Yes. I gotta get one of those. Gonna get one of those pasta machines. Okay, so speaking of pasta machines, I'll tell you what's going through my pasta machine. Thank you for the recipe.
Of course.
We share recipes, guys. Here, you got to share recipes with your fams.
Is that going to be a new segment on the show?
We got to do a cookbook.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, hip hop is healthy now, man.
Yeah.
We're eating well.
True. You know?
It's been. Yeah, we actually talk a decent amount about vegetarianism and stuff like that on there. So it's definitely a wave. Chronic though, what's going on, buddy?
I'm cranking some things through the pasta machine. Cassius the Fifth, Revolt, Renaissance, Refinement has been in the works for I would say just under 2 years now. We've been recording a bunch of different joints and, you know, going with different ideas. Cassius is one of the most talented. I mean, there's tons of talented people in Massachusetts, don't get me wrong, but she's one of my favorite artists in the Boston area for sure. And I don't usually like to separate male and female MCs because everyone is their own artist, singer, whatever. But as far as female MCs in Boston, Cassius is definitely way up there for me. She's very lyrical and gifted, and she speaks a lot of truth and presents a lot of abstract perspectives as well with the raw delivery that she sort of has.
She sounds dope over your beats too.
It's a great combo.
Gusto is one of my favorite records from her.
Yo, that record was so special because I made that beat way back in like 2012 when I first got my machine. That's a really old beat, but it was just like a solid beat. It sounds like it could have been something that came out now, you mm-hmm. know. But that beat, you know, I always had a feeling about what it was about, but I didn't quite know. And it wasn't for me to rap on, so I stashed it. And Cassius heard it, and she was like, yo, I need that. And I was like, word? I was like, oh, man, that's going to be crazy. And she did Gusto about, you know, the everyday struggles of motherhood. And it just hit me so deep because I grew up with my mom was a single mother. She had me when she was 19. She had me and my brother. And, you know, just I've seen the everyday struggle of single mothers from a you know first person perspective with me and my moms and how I grew up. So the story that she presented on that song really resonated with me, and the way she does it is in a very knowledgeable but also she delivers it in a very gangster way. Cause she's a G mom. She's about her business. You know what I'm saying? So the way she did that, and then the way the video came out recently too, I was really happy with it because it really illustrated, it really brought the whole thing to life. You know what I mean? Like I had this beat that had a feeling and Cassius brought it to life to its fullest potential. And I was just really, I'm really happy about that. Cause she does that with every song every beat that I give her. So it's a match made in heaven.
How many songs are on the record?
10. Nice. I did 6 of them.
Okay.
It originally was going to be all me, but we wanted to mix in some other beats that went with the whole thing. You know what I mean? So it's 10 tracks. I did 6. We got a couple other producers on there. Some cool features on there too. Jamil Malik from Black Fist Gang, BFG. We got Ace the Youngin on there. Sean Rosati is on there. I actually didn't rap on the project at all. I just produced. because I wanted to play the Dr. Dre role on that one. But me and Cassius have some joints that are going to come out together too.
Jamil's another one. What? We talk about him a lot on here. He's a
diverse cat.
Yeah. One of the nicest dudes out here, but he's kind of chilling on putting out records right now.
Well, it's what it. Life stuff happens, right. And you got to work, and you got to switch jobs, and you got to do this, and you know what I mean? I know Jamil Malik's been working hard.
I can't wait till
stacking his loot. You know what I mean? And he's still in the studio, and he's got his thing going on, but, you know, I've been sort of, you know, I have times too where, you know, you got to take a little break and, like, you know, do your thing outside of music and come back refreshed, you know? Mm. But cooking regardless.
Yeah, I know he's working. I know he's not chilling, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, look out for Cassius the Fifth, Revolt, Renaissance, Refinement, #RRR, and go and check out the video for Gusto. And check out the clip on Instagram right now for Astray. There's a segment of it. The full video will be out soon, and the album is coming as well.
Do you have a date for the album?
No.
Are you going to do like a bunch of videos, just kind of like videos for most of the songs? I like how you're doing it with the clip and then the video and then...
Cassius is really handling all that.
Gotcha.
You know, she's doing it in the order that she feels is appropriate.
Gotcha.
And I'm just, you know, 100% support.
Tell her to come back up here if you speak to her.
No, I will.
We've been trying to link for a little while, but, you know, obviously single mother, so she's got priority.
She's a busy woman.
Yep, she is. Yes, she is. So it looks like Bugout's here, so I'm going to run down and get him, and then we're going to do this. Chronic, if I could play one song.
Play us. I mean, you've heard Gusto, right?
Right.
Have you guys heard Gusto, too?
We play Gusto a lot on here.
Play Astray. That's the new one. Yeah, we can play that.
He goes, have you heard it?
But guys, I want you to listen to Gusto, because Gusto is amazing, but we'll play the new one.
Listen to Gusto.
You know?
This is the new one, Astray. Cash is the Fifth, produced by Chronic Tone. When we're back, we're getting in this cypher. You're tuning into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah, follow the leader, non-believer of the ghost spells. Got him pulling on my coattails, serpent spit lies and tall tales. Flip a quarter on the floor, well, I be the bearer of the guard's realm. Shaping water on my own scale, you couldn't see it if it's in braille. Nice product on the top shelf, Kings be eyeing top shelf. I be knowing myself, ain't a problem in the building cause I'm building thyself. Fuel the chakra for the health, and for the wealth we stay hungry. We don't get fed, it get ugly. Word to Bugsy, watch him flee to the journey. I be the prodigy of once before me. Straight adore me, Coretta Scott got me on the rocks. Struggling for freedom, getting rid of these thoughts. Mental plane and the range of serenity thoughts. So gather your intel cause I'm making my mark. What come to light be revealed in dark days? Question, what's up with all the shade? Don't even matter, counting blessings on the way. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. What come to light be revealed in dark days? Question, what's up with all the shade? Don't even matter, counting blessings on the way. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. Never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. Nah, never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, just to make another day. Hey, let out the day, it don't matter anyways. I'm just trying to get this paid. Our children with some businesses or pennies for the grave. Before that, living life between the hook and the string. By any means of the world of the sheep, when the wolves get to eat and the pigs run the scene. Do the right thing, pass the joint, Mr. Spike Lee. Flow choppy, resurrect, do not copy. Hating on my moves, so just watch me. Clear the path, you might as well call me mommy. But all you wanna do is harm me. Yo, my whole aura is an army. Unless you trying to bomb me, the whole presence of the army. BFG party, I be the villain, what they call me. Your flow foggy, you're not clear, so get off me. Word to God be, I be the light. Ain't no hobby, word, yeah, I'm on my job, see. What come to light be revealed in dark days? Question, what's up with all the shade? Don't even matter, counting blessings on the way. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. What come to light be revealed in dark days? Question, what's up with all the shade?
Don't even matter, counting blessings on the way. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. Never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. Nah, never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, just to make another day. Don't wanna be astray. Never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, never wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. Nah, never, don't wanna be astray. Ever, don't wanna be astray. On the path I just lay, just to make another day.
Brand new cash is the fifth. Produced by Chronic Tone. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We are about to kick off part two of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. We got Bug Out in the building. Yeah. We got Chronic Tone in the building.
Chronic.
We got Mr. Killer Kowalski in the building. Perfect. So, as with all the cyphers this year, this is produced by First Official. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Beat Club podcast for providing an avenue for producers to get their beats placed on higher levels and connect with MCs all over the world. And yeah, we're going to get right into it. So Chronic's going to set things off one more time. This is First Official on the beat. You're tuned into the Live Free or Die Alumni Cypher Series. This is part two. We got two more to go. And, yeah. Chronic.
Yeah.
Tone.
Yeah. Y'all. Check it. The way I see things is much different from you. I could paint pictures from the things that I saw. Don't get this confused. I recognize the most high when I'm breaking the man-made law. Knife out the draw, thuggish like a mobster. Slice the guitar, drugs up in the pasta. Doc, I'm going raw, I'll club it with a lobster. Ammunition, I love it by the blister. Ominous storms are swelling up now, smothered by the twister. Struck by the clouds when the lightning kissed ya. Your brother told your sister, your mother told your uncle. Now everybody running around the block trying to punk you. I know sick dogs and the evil that some do. But still, we can rap on the track and see who's Sun Tzu. I'm militant, down to my Sicilian skin. I wrap your wrists and ankles up and we can go for a swim. So take a breath.
Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Yeah, I love this beat, man. I wrote like 3/16 for it, but yeah, yeah. Somehow, some way, I be coming up with funky fly shit like every single day. Now should I go or should I stay? Hip hop is so damn flooded, I've been putting in the work, but I ain't seen a damn thing from it. And the scene is full of rubbish, even though it's getting better. But where do I fit in when I can barely keep my head up? And the pressure won't let up, feels like I'm ready to explode. Trying to hold it all together, but I need to let it go. What's the purpose of my foes? Do they really all exist? Is it all up in my head, self-reflected on some shit? Like the blood inside a crypt, the only difference is just, trying to check the beast, rest in peace. ES Blitz, you will be missed. Time moves on, we just want the best for our kids. Best what I give, regardless if you feel me or not. I'll never subpar my bars, leave you deep in thought. Yeah.
Hey. Shout out to LFOD. You're in the villain is spilling, slurring words and overthinking. Frost and forks and no decisions. Do you chill or are you stunting? You stay pure or are you cutting? Huh? Just press the button, any button. You will ride you over, can. Getting stupid, push Hadoukens through my pen. More like touchscreen, I get touchy off that henny. Get me twisty, staying thrifty, you just spend. Come again. Yeah, I want earth, I want sky, I want purpose, I want highs before I die. Yeah, you don't get nothing till you simplify, fight. Why the motivation don't come till you try. Wild guesses don't impress us. Confessions of naivete and stresses lead to blessings. So second guess your first impressions, and you may just learn your lesson after all. The writing's on the wall like an obsession.
You want me to keep going? You got room for more on this one?
You got something, Chronic?
Yeah, I got another one. How much time I got left on the beat? Enough?
Yeah, plenty.
Sick dogs. throw shade at their friends. Opposing forces try to play and pretend. Bulletproof presidential tents on the bends. Fish eye, red eye scope, the sharp lens. Sick minds jot these thoughts, I'm talking. It's high tide, do not let the sharks in. It all depends on who's there in the end. The weak perish, fall to shame and descend. Resilience is what saves real men. Brilliance defines a fine warm man. Lil f- boy, keep walking about your business. No, you're not grown enough to pop Guinness. Yo, he ain't ready for the realness. He just wanna get lit, forget all his feelings as the world spins. Check it, I wrap your wrists and ankles up, we can go for a swim, so take a breath. Once again, once again, once again. Once again, once again. LFOD. You know me, CTONE. Yeah.
Chronic Tone. Bug, you got something?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean, please.
Oh, well, probably not then, because if I go off the top then, I might curse. I really don't know what's worse. Maybe swearing over on the radio or getting fined for it. I don't really know, but I go for it anyway, because I don't scared of nothing, yo. Actually, I'm bluffing. I am about cursing. When it comes to the freeze, try to step to me. I really don't think so. Get on your knees and please me that way. I really don't know what else to say. My rap style is kind of insane. Right here, this bottle says it's from Maine. I keep going Maine. You know exactly what it is. These cats can't hang. Aw, oh, man, I'm gonna get dirty with it. Just pass the microphone. I'm not worthy with it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just can't.
Yo, I cannot either. But,
yo, I can, I spit the ether clean, like Queen Aretha. Respect this, you're gonna have to take a breather. I need the zucchini pasta in the pan like a roster. Smoking it up, poking it up, popping up like a gopher. You're about to get hit like a hedgehog. Yo, my hedge funds is enormous like a barge. It's coming in your lands, Titanic. I'm dynamic, why panic? Where's Luke Skywalker? I need a lightsaber, a bright laser. You know me? Chronic Tony. I'll cut you in half like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yo, you know this, open like the loose leaf. I kick it harder than Bruce Lee. It's like James Brown, how we all get down. After you like to hit that sound, I might come up and hit you with the free rhythm. I might slice like circumcisions. I work the rhythm, I work the scissors, don't throw them. If you chuck them, you might get in your eye, stuck them. Blam, hit you like a fresh haircut from my Dominican barber, Sicilian father. I put it in a scalding, hot boil and water, like a lobster, pinstripes like a mobster. Off of the top of this, who knows how to get knocking this? You could knock your knees like Papadopoulos, that's Greek. You better see the mystique, and next week, you can be the one with the nose leak. What's up?
There you go.
Oh, I
heart.
No cell phone for that one.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, I guess get out the swear jar. I can only go fair far. I can go as far as you can throw me. But understand, yeah, you know that if you know me, it's killer K, yo. You throw me a bone, you understand, yo. Roxbury's where my home is, And I'm LFODing. Understand me, yeah, you know I be seeing through multiple layers of this. I don't think I can freestyle without swam, but it's all good, you know I'm just not Cam. You know it is CT with LFOD and bug out that MP3. That's all I got.
Word.
True.
That's what's up, fellas. Part two, the Alumni Cypher series.
Partido dos.
We got 2 more minutes if you want another beat real quick.
Yeah, switchy top. Two more. Give me something. Give me something real old and dirty.
Oh, I'm gonna give you. I don't know what I'm gonna give you, but
something filthy and disgusting. Something that makes me make the Robert De Niro face. You know,
like the Robert De Niro face.
Like you just.
I'm gonna give you another one.
Poo.
From the
and
submissions
you just make the
that
face
we
like
got.
This, right, D. Like you go.
This is another one we got in the submissions.
Yeah.
Okay,
alright. Yo, you thugs missing submission. I'm in the submarine kitchen, cooking these dishes, fine fishes. Just, whoops, almost said it, but regret it. Yo, son, don't wet it. I set it off one more time, and you can try to re-script it. I dipped it, put my hand upon a hip quick when I lift it. Off in the jet, 747, called out of Concorde. one word. Yo, I got a longsword. I'll hit you in the gut with it. Make sure that you and your girlfriend's butt pivot. 3-point shot, who is it? Exquisite. Next time I won't riddle it. Take a little bit of this reptilian penicillin. I'm the ill civilian crossing the street by the building with the hoodie on, all cloaked up like Frodo. You know it's no homo, but I pass like Tony Romo to your wide receiver. You better make sure your VHS is in. Get your satellite all combined. Yo, I'm like a shark with no fin. I'm swim incognito. Yo, I'll it. Crunch your bones like a whole bag of Doritos. Oh, that's my beat right there.
Oh, you produced this?
Yeah, this is mine. Yeah, I made this beat. Damn, damn. Shit.
You got 30 seconds.
Yo, go ahead. Damn, how you gonna rock on that beat? I don't know. Damn, how you gonna rock on that beat? I don't know. Damn, how you gonna rock on that beat? I don't know. Damn, how you gonna rock on that beat? Check it out. Got 30 seconds to drop. Guess what? I'm about to hop on top. Guess what? Check it out. Check it out. Yo, when you really wanna go and get a little bit, how you really wanna go, I'm infinite. Yo, look into my mind, you can see it now. You won't go way up above the clouds. Sorta like Guru when you're in the scene with the suit too. I'll slice you like a Ginsu. What you really wanna get into? I don't know, I'm about to come and finish ya. Coming the Terminator, coming in with lots of paper. Got lots of cheese to save ya. Son, you should savor the flavor. Hit you yes. like a new bright laser. We about to end the show. Next time you wanna come around, better bring me the cheese. You know I need pecorino. No, no, no.
Chronic Tone. That's gonna do it for the second round two, third annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. This will be on SoundCloud tomorrow, soundcloud.com/LFOD. And we will be back next week with a host of other MCs. Gonna keep it real. Shout out to